I know a man named Otis who invented a roof, and his heart was filled with pride. I said to Mr. Otis, what does your room do? He said it goes from side to side. So I said, Mr. Otis, if you take my advice, you'll be the richest man in town. You gotta take that room that goes from side to side and make it go up and down.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice. A man named Mr. Waterman invented a tube. He was sad because it sprung a little leak. He said, darn it, when I hold my tube on a piece of paper, the ink leaks out and makes a little streak. He said, I've got to find a way to stop that leak. I'll start working on my leak-proof tube again. I said, Waterman, you idiot, don't stop that leak. You just invented a fountain pen.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I'm so worldly wise, I should get the Nobel Prize for good advice. Good old Henry Ford, he was a hard-working man. He worked all night and all day. I said, Henry, what you doing? And Henry, he said, I'm inventing the Chevrolet. He said, I've already built 25 models, one for each letter from A to Z. I said, Henry, you fool, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, good heavens, I forgot the Model Z.
And that was good advice, good advice.
Ooka Magook was a Neanderthal man, a very poorly educated soul. He had a great big square thing made of solid stone, and in the middle of it was a hole. One day he had to go from his cave in Natchez to his uncle's cave in Mobile. I said, round off those corners and buy a set of tires. And Ookie, baby, that's a wheel.
And that was good advice.
Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. Harvard offered me a Phi Beta Kappa key for good advice. Alexander Graham Bell was building a fence with some wood and a long piece of wire. He said, there's something strange going on around here. I keep hearing the voice of Uncle Meyer. I said, Mr. Graham Cracker, that was my little joke. With that wire, you got the world in your power. Just get a mouthpiece and an earpiece and a piece in between, and you'll sponsor the telephone hour. But nothing and it's worth the price. Every word you hear is the message of the year. It's good advice. Christopher Columbus was a seaman second class when I told him that the Indies could be found by sailing to the west instead of sailing to the east. I advised him that I thought the world was round. I really thought so. And then I sent him down to ask good Queen Isabel to pawn her jewels for all their worth. Next day he set sail, and as everyone knows, he fell off the edge of the earth.
Well, that was bad advice.
Bad advice.
Bad advice is just the same as good advice.
Everybody makes occasional mistakes, and that was bad.